B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I feel like I don't even need to be here. This could be the Jones and Arcan show today. Yeah, the fabulous Jones and Arcan show. Is it the Adam Jones show with Christian Arcan? Is that the official name?
No. I'm still so salty over the Dan Shaughnessy show that I will not allow anyone else's name on the program.
It's the Adam Jones show.
Yep. Man, okay. Yeah. Not changing anytime soon.
Okay.
Screw you, Keith. Screw you, Cattle. Screw you, Arcan.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's Jones and Arcan, and I am here, too, for the Zolak and Bertrand show today. Zoe and Beetle cannot possibly be asked to work Thursday when there's a game on Thursday night.
No.
Friday.
Oh, they're off tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd imagine you need to rest up after this game. I mean, the starters are almost going to play the whole first half, so you're probably going to want to rest up tomorrow.
Are they?
Yeah, well, if you round up.
They might. They might all play.
Might play into the third quarter.
They might all play. I'll be working the game tonight, too, at Patriots.com, pregame and postgame.
Oh.
I'm here today. But I'm off tomorrow. Oh, I'm here tomorrow? Okay. I'm just double checking.
Well, I can see how they wouldn't want to. See how they wouldn't want to work late and then be back tomorrow at 10.
Right.
Right, Christian? Like, I could see how that would be something
that
somebody
would be really,
wouldn't want to do.
Really,
like,
crappy,
for instance, you guys wouldn't want to work last night until midnight and then be here at 10.
I hadn't even thought about it in those terms.
I was driving home from the Bowl for a Goal with the New England Revolution. Lovely event.
Yep.
And I heard you two last night.
Yeah.
Did you get to leave early or anything?
If you count midnight as early, yeah. We flew right out of there. No post-show meeting last night.
You didn't do the post-mortem.
Nope. Normally we're getting down to, real brass tacks. No off-air show for us after we were done. We just motored right out of there.
So, fresh
as a daisy here this morning, yeah.
Here we all are, and we're getting ready for what is going to be the first real look at the first almost real look at Tom Brady season.
Real look.
Is a preseason game a real look?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it's a real look, according to Adam Jones.
Yeah.
I still say glorified practice, but this, if there is a game on the schedule for any team, unless you're the Indianapolis Colts, who said yesterday they would not be playing starters in their third preseason game on Saturday, for every other team, this is the closest thing you will get to a regular season game, at least for a half. And we will get that tonight. So, what is the, and this is not the official Peepers Peeled segment.
Oh, okay, we're saving that.
10-20.
Trademark Hardy.
11-20, who gets the looky-loo.
Good, smart.
Later on, what are you looking for?
I want to get your eyes on tonight.
What do you got your eyes on tonight? And then we'll go back to Peepers Peeled.
What do you want to see?
But I think we're all going to be looking at Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady, first and foremost, thing that you're going to be looking at here tonight.
Yeah. I mean, to me, I know I am a simpleton and I am, as basic as it gets when it comes to these, but I just want to see how Brady looks at 42. And I, last night, assumed, and maybe I'm wrong about this, I assumed there would be no Edelman tonight. Well, Josh Gordon can't play in the game tonight. Who knows about N'Keal Harry? My guess would be no. So maybe Brady has a bit of a built-in excuse with, if it's just Demaryius Thomas and Jacoby Myers and Braxton Berrios running around out there, maybe Brady has a bit of a built-in excuse. But, yeah, I want to see how he looks at age 42. And people get this confused with the preseason. I don't care about the results. I mean, unless the Patriots lose, then I'll probably care about the result. But I don't care about the final score. Like, it's not about who wins and loses. It's how your starters match up with their starters and how your quarterback looks at 42 after he took a step back last year. So it's our only look. I say we. I don't just mean like me, you, and Christian. What fans have seen Brady in a game setting? No one's seen the joint practices. Jim made this point before the show. I didn't even think about it. No, who was at joint practices in Tennessee or in Detroit? Like, who's really seen Brady? So I don't know. I just want to see him, and I want to see what he looks like at 42. And I want to see if there's any chemistry whatsoever with Jakobi Meyers, or if Edelman plays, or maybe Demaryius Thomas. Yeah, I put a lot of stock in how he looks and how the team looks tonight, at least the starters.
Yeah, as far as Brady goes, I'm more interested in seeing Brady in relation to some of the receivers. And I don't know who's going to be out there and who's going to be playing tonight. You know, it's always, we thought Brady was going to go last in week. Game two, you know, so who knows? Who knows who's going to be available? Who knows who's, you know, dealing with an injury or something? But when you're talking about some of the new guys, and we don't expect to see Edelman, but he has been practicing. Edelman, we already know. That one doesn't bother me. I want to see what Tom Brady looks like throwing to N'Keal Harry or Jakobi Meyers, because these are the guys you see him reacting to. And for everything that wants to be made of Brady's reactions to Hoyer doing well in a preseason game versus...
Yeah, very pumped. very excited for Brian Hoyer. Probably because he knows he's not going to make the team. He's like, yeah, Brian, good throw out there.
Versus Stegman, Steggy, Shuttle Bus.
Steggy?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard Shuttle Bus.
Steggy. Shuttle Bus, Tugboat, Stidham. Thank you. Some people have tried to make something out of his reactions to Stidham versus Hoyer.
No. Who would do that?
I heard someone later hours. I don't know. Maybe it was Maz on the Baseball Reporters.
Probably.
It was something.
That sounds right.
Something prime time-ish afternoon, evening.
Yep.
But I think it's more about his reaction to the guys who were catching those passes. And for, you know, let's say for Brian Hoyer, it was because he was finding Jakobi Meyers for a two-point conversion, you know, in the first preseason game, something like that. I think Brady is watching these and watching the receivers much more so than he's watching how Hoyer and Stidham play. He's watching these guys who are catching the ball saying, is this going to be a viable option for me?
Yeah. So look, I would like to see Jakobi Meyers with Brady. Like I've heard it's good at practice. I'd like to see it. We talked to Phil Perry last night, fortunately on the phone, Hardy, because sometimes in person you can get a little lost in the eyes, I know, with Phil Perry.
Dream boat.
So fortunately he was on the phone. We could stay focused and on the beam. And he made the point that he wants to see where Jakobi Meyers lines up. Is he inside? Is he outside? How are the Patriots looking at him as a receiver? That could be a clue as to the rest of the roster. You know, if Meyers can play in the slot, that's probably bad news for Braxton Berrios. Does Demaryius Thomas play? I think he probably has to, right? He's active. Like, I'd imagine Demaryius Thomas has to play. Is there any chemistry with Brady? There probably can't be much. If there isn't, will he make the team? So, yeah, I think Brady and the receivers are where I would start. But again, I know I'm basic. I know I'm pretty simple when it comes to these things. I'd start with you know, the skill positions and the quarterback.
Yeah, I think that for the wide receivers in particular, like, this could be the deciding factor for a lot of these guys on the end of the roster. Berrios or Dorsett even, or Harris, or any one of these guys. What could push them over the top of somebody else or one of the other ones is that they have better chemistry with Tom Brady. And that doesn't really fit into what we saw in the first two games. Like, whoever was good with Stidham, whoever was good with Brian Hoyer, that's fine. But if you don't have that same chemistry with Tom Brady, then you don't really have a spot on this team in this wide receiver depth chart. So that's the main thing I'm focused on tonight, too.
All right. So we're going to be watching Brady. Are you going to be critical or maybe a little more aware of the fact of what he does and especially his missteps, seeing how he is of a certain age, and this is the last year of his contract? Anything on that contract after this year is nullified at the end of this season, so he will be a free agent unless they figure out something in this season. So is any of it going to be compounded in your mind based on Brady's age and contract status? Well, and if he starts to show a, like, if he shows a hiccup here or there?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think Bill is evaluating everything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, then, yeah. Then I think it's important.
And don't, isn't that how, I mean, that's kind of how you, like, watch this game. You watch it as, like, you know, you're the coach. You're watching as a coach. We all.
That's how I watch everything. Yeah.
Well, like, the.
Yeah, you I'm smarter than him. That's fancy, how I watch everything. Yeah.
Fancy ourselves.
Yeah.
Bit of a gridiron expert,
sure,
when you're watching these games. So
sure.
You're kind of watching. You're not watching as, you know, with player's eyes. I have no idea. But you're watching with coaching eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to. Belichick's been doing that every year regardless.
Well, when things go well, they make a big song and a dance about how they break down every rep in practice. So I'd hope they're breaking down the reps in the preseason game. That's another reason why I think it's important. But, yeah, like, You know Bill's putting stock in all this. He'll put stock in every single game, 1 through 16, plus the postseason, plus this game tonight. So, yeah, it matters for Brady and that contract and his long-term future in New England, or at least his future in New England. Yeah, it matters.
All right, let's get your thoughts on Brady and whatever else he got your peepers peeled for tonight. You know?
Peepers peeled is next.
Peepers peeled is next, okay. But, you know, peepers peeled on Brady. So, you know, the Brady calls also.
Yep.
What else you got your peepers peeled for tonight? Mm. Think about it.
I'll save my looky-loo.
Think about it. 617-779-0985. Zolak and Bertrand. It's Hardy, Jones, and Arcan in for you this morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up.
See, he's messing around with
so lit up.
You know, the phrasing of the song, because this is back when there was only about six songs. And everybody just sang the same songs over and over again. You had
standards.
Make it your own.
Yep.
And he's going a little, you know, off the beat.
Skibbity bebop, scooboo.
I don't think he's scat singing.
Not a little bit, though.
He's not bebopping and scatting around.
A little bit. He's getting there. He's inching right up on it.
Let's listen.
Where'd you get those?
Skip it to be behind.
That's not him. That was you.
How they hypnotize. Yeah, well, let him get loose a little bit.
Yeah. So, what do you get your peepers peeled for tonight? We'll start with Christian Arcan. Preseason game number 3, Patriots-Panthers, Gillette Stadium. What do you got there, Christian?
I'm waiting to see if any of these tight ends are going to emerge, because none of them have so far. I think that's a position of need on this team, and I'd like to see if any of them steps up and does anything. And also, is Michael Bennett on the team? Because I keep forgetting he's on the team. I'd like to see if he plays tonight or if he's even around, because I keep forgetting that he's even here. So I want to see the tight ends, and I want to see Michael Bennett.
Peepers peeled on tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
Make that your headline.
Yeah.
All right. Adam Jones.
After the quarterback, after my simpleton quarterback take, where am I concentrating?
Now you're going to go deep? Now you're going to balance it out with something?
Well, now I'm going to put on the
something
old...
special?
Put on the old...
secondary coaching hat?
Pigskin skull cap there. And I'm going to really, really get down to it. I would like to see if Sony Michel plays tonight or not. And I think Damian Harris looked good last week. We can all agree Damian Harris looked good last week, right?
Yeah.
Damian Harris looked good. It's a preseason game. So I think that caveat deserves to be thrown out there, but I put stock in these games. Damian Harris looked good. So is Sony Michel going to be out there and involved? If he's out there and involved, and I hope he is, I think I saw Mike Reese tweet earlier today that he would guess he's out there. So I hope he's out there. I kind of assumed they were going to have him in bubble wrap and just protect him as they protected him in the offseason program, you know, from being out there in training camp practices and things like that. I hope he's out there, and I hope he's involved in the passing game. Like that. That'd be the main thing I'd have circled for him. I don't particularly care how he runs the football
right. In
the preseason game tonight. I'm not saying I want to see him run for minus 10 or anything like that, or, you know, get dropped repeatedly for short gains. But I think we know he can run the football. I want to see if he's involved in the passing game whatsoever. I want to see if the step that we heard about in training camp is actually there and happening in real games against a live defense on the other side. So Sony Michel is a guy that I am personally invested in. You know, I think is a big reason why the Patriots won the Super Bowl last year. I think Brady needs a running game at this stage in his career, and I think he's the best guy to do it. But on top of that, makes him a little less predictable if he can catch passes, makes him more dynamic if he can catch passes. That's what I would like to see if he's out there tonight.
Is there anyone who disagrees with your notion that the running game was instrumental in the Patriots or any other football team's success? I mean, play your own devil's advocate for a moment.
Yeah.
Is there anybody out there who would say, running game not important?
Yeah, well, I don't know if anyone says running game not important, but people say that, you know,
running back's not important.
Yeah, you don't need to draft a running back in the first round.
Yeah.
I've heard plenty of that. And maybe Damian Harris will be an example of another mid-round find. You know, Russell Wilson was a mid-round find. The greatest quarterback of all time was found in the sixth round. So I think you can do that exercise with any position whatsoever. Maybe I'm stupid, Hardy. Maybe I'm just a dumb person. I would like to take...
A dullard.
Yeah, a dullard. A bit of a dullard. I would like to take the most talented players at really any position in the first round. Like, if you have a need, and I thought the Patriots had a need, I'd rather target that need in the first round than wait till, oh, I don't know, the fourth or fifth round. I just think you generally find better players there. It's the same logic with N'Keal Harry. Why can't the Patriots find wide receivers? Maybe because they never take them in the first round. Maybe because they wait till the third, fourth round all the time.
But they're also drafting at the end of the first round.
So what?
Every time.
So what?
So some of the most talented guys are going picks 1 through 10, and
sure,
the Patriots never get to pick
but
there.
Wouldn't you rather get, if you need a receiver, wouldn't you rather get him at 32 than 64?
Yes.
Same.
Yes, but chances are once you get past the first half of the first round, and I understand this isn't the NBA, you can find quality players, you know, well into the third round, but it's much, much tougher. It's much, much tougher to hit. And extrapolating that out, you know, just using basic math, even for a dullard like me and you and Arcan Smart, but for me and you, okay, yeah, it gets increasingly more difficult the further down you go. But I say once you get past about 15, 16, it becomes a much bigger crapshoot. So I don't necessarily fault them for not taking the receivers high up because they're never really picking that high up.
Yeah, but you could say that to any position, right? Like you have to take all these guys.
I don't
anywhere.
Have a problem with them taking Sony Michel where they did.
No, I'm saying like they have to pick at 32. So the first half of the first round, all the talent's going to be gone. So no matter what, at whatever position, you have to go target a guy. And I think they would have found a receiver. A receiver who can play, a young one, much earlier if they would have taken one in the first round, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Well,
that's not to say it's airtight. Chad Jackson, I think, was the highest pick receiver that Belichick's had here in New England, and he didn't work out. But I think you increase the likelihood of hitting when you take a guy higher. That's simple, but it makes sense.
Well, this kind of brings up another interesting exercise for this game and going forward as they got to get the roster down. It is no longer about just picking the best players. Because they have, an embarrassment of riches by many accounts on the defensive side of the ball. You can't just look and say, we're going to keep the best guys for this team and go. Because if you do that, you're going to be deep at certain positions on the defense. And you're going to be, from what I would guess right now, woefully lacking at certain positions on the offense.
Well, so
this is why... Now, this isn't just about looking at the best players and saying, oh, this guy deserves a spot. This guy deserves a spot. We're okay there. And there are going to be some good players who are not on this team come week one because of the deficiency from one side of the ball to the other.
Well, there are ways to do it. And if you want to keep more guys on defense and actually keep the best players, well, there's a pretty simple thing you can do. You can only keep one quarterback behind Brady, which I would advocate for. I don't need Brian Hoyer on this team. If Brady goes down, who do you want to play?
This
is an unfair question for you over there, Michigan State.
No, it's not. I brought up the very same thing with Perillo and Dussault last week on the Patriots. Either pre or post.
You got that later tonight, right? and you're here.
Huh? And tomorrow. I brought the same thing up, and they were kind of scoffed. They're like, you know, you can't do that. Why not? If whoever comes, if Brady is unable to play, okay?
Who do you want to play?
At this point right now, at this moment, I would still go with Brian Hoyer.
Not me.
Give me another couple weeks of preseason games to take a look, and come week one, I might have a different opinion because I don't think this team is going to be in a position to do much past Tom Brady. And not to say that the rest of the team isn't talented, but you don't have what the Eagles had a couple of years ago, which is a couple of, you know, legit guys who can play the position in the league. We really didn't know how well it was going to turn out for them. But I think we know with Brian Hoyer.
That's the problem. I know with Brian Hoyer that he can't do what Nick Foles did. Maybe Stidham can. I'm not saying he can, but maybe he can.
The argument then becomes, what do you do if it's for a couple of games? And you need someone to go in there and be a game manager for a couple of games against a couple of, say,
Stidham.
Weak AFC East opponents mid to late season, and you just want the win so you get home field.
Stidham.
You still go with Stidham.
Yeah.
That's the argument on the other side. It's like, as much as you might like this kid, the guy to go in there and manage the game for you for a couple of games, and this is where I would still defer and say it's still Brian Hoyer, but it's a work in progress with Stidham. Give me another couple weeks and my mind might change.
Who do you think? Do you think there's any chance Stidham's second into the game tonight?
Sure.
You do?
Sure.
So I would be very surprised, but I hope he is. I hope whenever Brady's out, I hope it's Stidham that comes in. I would be surprised. I would doubt that Belichick would do that very much, because that'll upset everybody's bad feelings and Brian Hoyer will get his feelers hurt. So I'm sure they won't do it, but I would like to see them do that. I'd like Stidham into the game second.
I think there's a possibility for a lot of stuff, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. They don't, and Belichick can essentially.
You can just close those peepers then.
Can you read into it?
No,
though?
No.
Unpeel them.
No,
why
can you read into it?
The results
in second, or is it simply they want to see him play against once?
Hey, let me just rephrase that. The end result of the game does not matter. Mm-hmm. Neither the Patriots nor the Panthers care about winning this game tonight. That's what I mean when it says it doesn't matter. All the other stuff that goes on has great significance to how this team is going to be constructed going forward. Now, what was your question again, Jim?
I said, can you read into it if Stidham comes in second, or is it going to be written off simply as, well, they needed a chance to see him play against legitimate NFL players, so that's why he's in, not because he's ahead of Hoyer in the depth chart, but because
they want to evaluate him
against, and maybe he talks to Rivera before the game and says, Ron, when are you pulling your defensive guys? I want to see this kid play against some of your starters.
Right.
So
right.
Maybe he gets into the last series of the first half, or early in the third quarter, something like that, but it's only just to evaluate him, or is it because he's past Hoyer on the depth chart?
They can write it off however they want, and how it will be explained if it does happen, Jim, is it won't be explained. Belichick will simply say, you know, we had a bunch of guys we had to play last night. You know, the end.
It'd be great for us, though.
Not talking about it. It would be great for us, and careful what you wish for, Stidham fan club president.
Mm-hmm. Stid the kid. What do you call him again?
Steggy.
Steggy, right? Yes.
I don't know. If he's the president, Zoe's got to be the vice president, because Zoe's all over him.
Careful what you wish for. He might look how he looked in large chunks of his appearance in game number two, which is not all that great.
No, but it's still better than Hoyer.
99-yard drive.
Still better than Hoyer.
The 99-yard drive was fantastic. He threw what should have been two pick sixes. Two.
Mm. Two. Hoyer did throw a pick.
Okay. Okay. Well, then we can just fault.
Again, I'm just trying to figure out who would be better out of those two. I would take Stidham over Hoyer. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah. Move out the way.
We will take your calls at 617-779-0985 about Brady, about what you got your peepers peeled for. And we'll also have our peepers peeled on a Major League Baseball warning. Warning to its players.
Mm.
Is it dangerous? Could be.
Could be fun.
Christian Arcan gets its updated first.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
When will the podcast be up for this first hour? Like 11:05, 11:10, something like that?
Yeah, 11:15, 11:20.
Okay.
I'd hope 11:01.
Tom, do you want to preview your title for the first hour podcast? Go ahead.
Peepers peeled on Pats, Panthers, and penis pill popping players.
It's the peepers peeled on Pat's Panthers and penis pill popping players podcast.
Podcast.
Get one more. Get one more P in there, mm-hmm. Preferably.
Yeah, perfect. if we could jam that in, that'd be good.
That's a bad choice. Bad choice.
Sorry.
Okay.
We're not in a safe harbor.
No, let's go to Cam and Taunton first. He wants to talk about Brian Hoyer, and then we'll get into the penis pills. Go ahead, Cam.
Hey, Hardy, doesn't it stink that we have no golf tournament next week?
Yeah, you know what? I was talking with a player from the Revolution last night, with Brad Knighton, and that was the first thing he wanted to talk about. He's like, sucks, there's no tournament. I said, I know. And other Oof. People have mentioned that. You know what, Jones? Ha, ha, ha. People made it a Labor Day tradition where uh-huh. they would either have some Labor Day plans and then take time to go to the golf tournament, which I'm just going to go out there and say you never attended as
no,
a fan.
No, as a fan, I've never attended.
You
no,
went down there to work and do a show.
Yeah, it was Pepper and Phil Mickelson with questions one year.
Oh, were you really?
Yeah, I mean, when I say peppering, I was like, hey, Phil, how do you like Boston? You know, like, I wasn't like, what's up with the gut? You know,
it was at the scrum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But people really enjoyed it.
You hear how he just looked way down his nose at me? You just hear that? You're in the scrum?
No, because we never got a player of we got players of Mickels.
Walking off the green?
We got them before they became what they, I mean, we over the years had Ricky Fowler and Bubba Watson, yep. and but they were before they had won. And what's the ooh over there, Arcan? Are you?
We had Fowler before he was famous. Ooh.
It's not a brag, Jagoff.
Kind of was.
It's a reverse brag. I'm saying we would only get players like that before they became famous.
Oh, I see.
It's not like saying I saw REM at the Peanut Barrel in East Lansing yep. before Murmur even came out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't even need to be here today. And now I don't want to be. Mostly because of Arcan. You know
yep.
what? That's
yep.
an upset.
Yep. Seriously, right? He's cranky. He was up till midnight last night.
Cam, are you still there?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, hey, Cam.
So what I was going to say about Hoyer was, if he doesn't play tonight, you'll know he's gone. Because we've seen over the years that QB Bill's getting rid of doesn't play in this third game. With Tebow in 2013, Mallett the next year, Brissett and Etling last year. If Hoyer doesn't play tonight, that means he's gone.
He should be gone.
Wouldn't you
rather keep extra guys on that defense than another guy holding a clipboard for Brady? Like,
well, how about this?
They only need one of those guys.
How about this?
Don't even get me started on the special teamers too. That one of them, Chatham, has in the Hall of Fame. Don't get me started on all the guys who do nothing else except run down the field in a league where special teams don't mean anything. Don't get me started on those guys. I'd cut all them too.
Don't get him started.
Yeah.
I would say this. It's one thing if Stidham goes in to replace Brady. I wouldn't say that automatically means Hoyer's gone. Let's see how he plays, okay? Because, again, this is the scenario that you would keep Hoyer on for. Brady goes out for a half. Brady goes out for a half and then has to miss the next game or even two. Who's the guy that's going to go in there and keep his head and hopefully play well enough to where your what I believe will be an outstanding defense can help win you some games and just be a steward of that team and of that offense until Brady is ready to return. And a lot of it has to do with how Stidham performs in a situation like that where he does come into a game.
I think if Stidham is the second quarterback into the game and looks like crap, then right, then maybe his roster spot isn't secure. I'd agree with that. I don't think I would agree with that.
I mean, I don't think it's a snap judgment like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you
he
see
jogs onto the field, that means Hoyer's cut.
Right.
Right. I hear you on that. He has to play well. But he's played well. And I think he's already shown more than Hoyer. Hoyer looked great. No offense, Hardy, against your Lions. Like that, the more we saw last week, the more I look at it, and I don't mean to get to Arcan's side of the street here and upsetting Hardy, but
I've been upset for about 14 hours.
But the more you look back at that first preseason game, you're like, oh, okay, everything that looked awesome in that game probably had more to do with the opponent than what the Patriots were doing. I think last week was a better baseline for what the Patriots are. But, you know, we'll see tonight. Tonight's a bit of a tiebreaker game, too, for a lot of individuals and I'd say the team. You know, those starting units that are out there to begin the game, if they look good again, well, then that's two strong performances in the preseason. That'd break a bit of a tie for me. If they look poor, I'm not going to say season's over, you know, give the division to the Bills or something like that, but I'll start to wonder if maybe, you know, the Patriots are due for a little more regression, you know, after a Super Bowl than we expected. I'll say that.
Do you expect any drop off from Tom Brady? I mean, eventually it's going to happen.
Yes. We already saw it last year. I expect more of this year. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I expect drop off. He's 42. Yeah.
Okay. In what regard? If you just had to guess, is he not going to be as crisp? Is he going to see ghosts on pressure that's not really there? is not going to be as accurate with his passing.
I mean, I just think, I mean, this is a cop-out answer, but I think you see a little bit of all of that. Like, we saw some of that last year. And you'll get these random plays cited to you where anecdotally Brady had some really strong throws. That bullet that he threw to Cordarrelle Patterson last year, right, is one that you hear all the time. I feel like, and I'm not saying he's Peyton Manning in his final year or anything like that, but I feel like there were more floated throws, like the end of the Pittsburgh game, more throws where Brady just didn't have the same zip. Brady was less accurate last year than Eli Manning. I think we were looking this up the other day. He was 18th in the NFL in accuracy. Like, I think all those statistics continue to drop off a little bit. I don't think he's a bum. I don't think he's Peyton Manning out there guiding the Broncos to a Super Bowl in his final year, but I think we'll see another half step back at age 42. Like, at some point, that's just unavoidable.
It is, but I also, and this is not productive to the conversation, I willingly admit that, but ever since 2014, I have gotten myself out of the predicting the demise of Tom Brady business, because I felt so foolish after that season and seeing what he was.
I feel all right about it.
But were you also predicting the demise of the entire team and the loss in Kansas City around that time?
But we shouldn't feel bad about that, because you know who else was predicting the demise of Tom Brady? Belichick. So, like, if we're all idiots for wondering about how much longer Brady can do it, Bill was wondering it 5 years ago, too. So I guess we're all as dumb as Bill. Like, I don't feel that bad about one. I was wrong. I have no problem saying I was wrong. But I don't feel stupid about that. Brady had dropped off 3-4 years in a row. And now the numbers are declining again. So I'm not saying he's done. He's not falling off a cliff. But I would expect more drop-off this year.
Arkham, were you in Boston in 14?
Yes.
Okay. So, because I know you spent time in Denver, too.
I did.
And I know Broncos fans love talking about and speaking ill of Tom Brady and the sure. Patriots. It's just one of those things. So, but I'm sure you keep in contact with him. I've heard people on the station before. I'm sure there and in a lot of other places, they thought that was it. They thought they were looking at, the beginning of the end, or maybe even the end. Like, that would be it.
Yeah, I thought it was it. I mean, I think a lot of people did. It was 2013. There was a real drop-off in play. You saw, a couple of wide receivers who came in were drafted that year, and even undrafted like Kembrell Tompkins, who just weren't that good, and the offense seemed like it was kind of hanging by a thread there. And with the season that he had and the way that it ended, you really thought, okay, here's Jimmy Garoppolo being drafted. Here's, maybe the end of the Tom Brady era in New England. Look at all the stuff that was, brought out of it. Those three Super Bowls were really great 10 years ago, but this is it. Now it's over. And we were all very, very wrong. And so were those people in Denver, and so were those Jets fans, and so was everybody else. Do you have a text you'd like to get to? You want to read it on the air?
Maybe.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay, not quite yet, but there could be some news coming down regarding the Patriots. So we will pay attention to that, and we'll also fulfill the tease of Tom Morgan's podcast headline that he's already written for this hour.
We have no choice to get to it, but we have to do it by the end of the hour. It's already in the podcast write-up.
Yes, the Peepers Peeled Patriots Panthers Penis Popping Players podcast, which means we have to talk about the MLB warning to its players coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, following some drug stories today. Efforting one, the other one is already out there, is the Major League Baseball in a memo warned about the very real risk of over-the-counter sexual enhancement pills. At least two players this year have been suspended for PEDs, and they say the banned substances found in their urine came from unregulated products. In this case, over-the-counter pills often sold at gas stations.
Yeah.
the use of which is prevalent among baseball players, according to multiple sources. So players are...
And nighttime radio hosts.
Are popping penis pills at the pump, at the petroleum pump, at a prodigious rate.
Yeah, they're going for the plus, I would say. That's the gas that they're opting for. You know, not premium. They don't want your regular. Your premium.
Major League Baseball players make a habit. There are more than one of going into a gas station and getting the, what I always assumed to be BS penis pills.
Yep.
At the point of purchase, penis pill.
Yeah.
Right there at the register.
Yep, just sitting right there.
Yeah.
Almost too good to be true.
Gum, 5-hour energy, and rock harder, you know?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, I know, yeah.
With a guitar on the package.
Yep.
You know, wink, wink.
Warrior! Yeah.
Get ready to rock harder. Sexual or male enhancement products present a very real risk for drug-related players, the memo said, and the high likelihood for contamination or unidentified ingredients in these products underscores the importance of consuming only those products that are NSF certified for sport. Let me ask you. Well, Jones, you had an interesting question regarding this topic. I thought you did. Didn't you?
Well, it came up on the program last night.
Oh, okay.
That, you know, because we do the Game of Jones, a little exercise here and there.
Wait, you guys worked last night?
Yeah.
Until midnight?
Mm-hmm. Was it mid? Yeah, I guess when I think back on it, it was midnight. Yep.
Quick turnaround.
And then we were back here at 10. Good. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you couldn't expect Beetle and Zoe to work late tonight and then be in tomorrow.
Well,
who would do that?
I don't know.
So we were doing Game of Jones last night. You know, we do some real in-depth stuff. You know, your buy or your sell, your fill in the blank, things of this nature. And last night was a would you rather scenario. So we wondered, would you rather be caught purchasing or never mind be caught. Would you rather purchase these pills, the rock harder pills that all these baseball play? It's all the rage in baseball right now.
Apparently.
Yeah. Well, they have those baseball players have legendary stamina. They got to play 162 games a year.
Well, they got a lot of road games, too.
Yep, that's true. That's true. A lot of time away from home. So would you rather be caught purchasing these, or would you rather eat a gas station hot dog? You know, you've seen those things. If you're watching on the simulcast, they're kind of rotating on a spit for, I don't know, an hour, a couple hours, days, a week, whatever it is. And they just don't look right. They're kind of sitting there. You know they've been sitting there for a long time. Would you rather grab one of those, or would you rather, purchase these pills that baseball players seem to be purchasing?
To me, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, again, how many options are there?
I likewise think it's a no-brainer.
Oh, okay. Well, which would you go with?
I'm going with the hot dog. I'll eat that hot dog every day of the week.
I've gone with the hot dog.
Yep.
I have eaten gas station hot dogs. I've eaten gas station chicken salad sandwiches.
Whoa.
Sushi? Gas station sushi?
Is there gas station sushi?
Sure.
Do you know this?
I've never eaten it before, but I've seen it.
You've seen gas station sushi?
Sure. At like a Cumbie's or something, yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Okay, then fine.
Throw that on there.
I've had gas station mozzarella sticks, speaking of Cumbie's, right?
I'd eat that.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's a mozzarella stick. It's delicious. Why wouldn't you eat a mozzarella stick?
The longer it's out, the better.
Yeah. I cannot see, spending money, and they can't be cheap. I don't know what they cost, but if you're going to sell a penis pill.
Yeah, you probably get a good 10 hot dogs for one of those, or a package of those pills.
A point of purchase penis pill pack. Point of purchase packet of penis pills.
Yeah.
Let's call it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Minimum $5.
Oh, minimum.
I would say a minimum $4.99. That sounds like, you know.
Hot dog's got to be two for a buck.
Right?
Right.
$5 is a lot to lay out for a penis pill that you don't even know if it's going to perform.
No. And here's my fear. How long is it, how long do I got to deal with that thing?
Borderline perpetual performance from that petroleum penis pill.
Long time. Long time. In perpetuity is maybe how long you're dealing with that for.
Yeah.
So I don't need 4 hours?
No.
No.
No, that's not necessary.
Walking around bumping into stuff? I mean, I got to get close. But, you know, I don't need that.
Yeah.
That's scary. I'd rather deal with whatever happens from the hot dog. And who those hot dogs might have like a medicinal quality that hasn't been researched yet.
Now, maybe you got a nice new golf shirt. You don't want to put it in the dryer. You got to hang that out to dry. Okay, I can see it.
There you go.
But otherwise.
I'm team Pill, by the way.
Why?
Because, first of all, those hot dogs are gross. And second of all, it seems like the only real problem that these baseball players have had consuming these pills is that it set off a PED test. Because they keep going and doing it, right? They keep going to the gas station and getting these delicious, you know, penis pills. So I feel like that would
stand
to reason.
Are they flavored?
Yeah, I'd imagine.
They ought to be. I don't know. like Sudafed.
Former associate producer of the Midday Show, Mark Feldman, is on the line. He wants to weigh in on this topic.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
What is it, Feldman?
Hey, so I work with Hardy on the weekend sometimes doing the Revs games.
Yes.
And I was just listening to you guys talking about him eating gross stuff.
Yep.
And there was a donut box that's been out for probably like 3 or 4 days.
Yes.
And I kind of opened it just to check it out. I was a little bit hungry, but I didn't eat anything. I go back to this box probably like 15, 20 minutes later.
Yes.
And the muffin... is half eaten,
right?
And Hardy's back in the studio, and he's the only individual that could have actually ate this disgusting old ass food. So I just want to share that story with you, and I hope everyone has a great day.
Okay, Feldman, just 1 second. Number one, I absolutely ate the top of that muffin. Number two, number two,
you didn't eat the stump.
Why were you going back and looking at it a second time?
Oh,
I was just making sure that. Nothing was, you know,
hey.
Shut up. Listen.
Because you were going to, no, you're done. You were going to eat it too.
The prosecution rests.
I came clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would eat that too. Muffin?
It was essentially my muffin. And it was there from a Thursday night football game.
You came back on a.
We were back on a Saturday. There's a muffin sitting out there that no one had touched. I ripped the top off the muffin. Starving.
I guarantee you.
No one touched it, first of all?
You know what? Let the world touch it. I don't care. It's a blueberry muffin. It has antioxidants. Whatever it's been contaminated with is automatically eradicated by the blueberries.
Sounds very healthy, yeah.
I guarantee you that muffin's been out less than the gas station hot dog. Guaranteed.
So I'm
going the hot dog. I would eat that muffin in a second. We work in radio. Do you know how many disgusting things people eat that sit out all day?
Yeah.
In this building? And don't even think about putting food down first. Arkham, what did you eat the other day? Or like a month ago?
Mozzarella sticks that had been there. I don't even know how long.
Who knows? Long.
But
who knows
how long ate, there was two out. Of them. I ate the first one. It was terrible. And then I ate the second one.
Well, it didn't go down so smooth, but you had to make sure it wasn't just like a bad mozzarella
right.
stick.
Maybe the next one will be better, I thought.
Yeah. Maybe it's just a bad batch of cheese.
It was not.
I back you up 100%. You get in here, you're stuck here. You don't get to leave for lunch at this job.
Nope.
If you're hungry.
Oh, hey, let me take an hour lunch.
You
can't. Well, I guess Beetle and Zoe can, but everybody else can. Everybody else can. So, right, what can we do? Yeah, you're just stuck here, you know, eating like trash people.
Right. And I
guarantee you Feldman's eating something disgusting.
The reason why Feldman knew I ripped the top off the muffin is he was going back and he was going to do it.
Dirty
he just
pool.
Thought about it longer. That's all.
That is dirt. Right. That was like me with the mozzarella sticks. I was eyeballing those things. Arkan just beat me to it.
Yeah. He fought his
conscience.
It's
like Lord of the Flies out here. It's like Hunger Games in here. You better be the first to it.
Feldman fought his conscience and lost. I gave in immediately. There's no fight here.
Yep.
Wow, blueberry muffin. I know where this is from. Yeah, it's a couple days old. It's been sitting out on a folding table outside the worst part of the sports studios. Who cares?
The worst part of the story is you left half for someone else. That's the worst part. You should have just eaten the whole thing.
Yeah, I just like the tops.
Yeah, but
muffin,
the
top of the muffin to you.
To you. Yeah, don't put an exclamation point on there.
90 seconds, no commercials. Update from Christian Arkan. We're following a developing story that we're going to get to at some point. We're also going to talk about Dave Dombrowski and what he thinks his future is like with the Red Sox, all coming up here on what is still the Zolak and Bertrand Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.